Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Nick Reed is a coach from Douglas High School in Box Elder. He recently was honored with his first Diamond Award from the National Speech and Debate Association. He joins us now live from the SDPB studios in Rapid City. Nick Reed, welcome to In the Moment.
Thanks so much.
And congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so, on that.
First, tell me, what's your role in Box Elder? Do you coach speech and debate, just debate? What falls under your umbrella?
Yeah, it's speech and debate. It is really about the couple of different forms of debate, several speaking events, as well as a limited interpretation. We don't do a lot of interp events, but it's mostly speech and debate.
Now tell me what a Diamond Distinction or a Diamond Award means, because this is a whole sort of cumulative process, right?
How does
it all work? Lay it out.
I'm going to be honest with you. I wasn't even sure exactly what it meant.
Right.
It really is. For me, I mean, the awards and the accolades and everything are much more important about my team than it is about me. But it is a cumulative award. Essentially, what you need to do is you need to coach for at least 5 years, and you need to accumulate at least 1,500 points. What that means is, every time that somebody on the team competes, they gain points. They gain, you know, a few points for every round they do, and they gain more if they win. They gain points if they go to our national qualifying tournament and do well. They gain more points if they go to the national tournament and compete there. And so I essentially ride on the backs of all of my kids on that, and I get points for each of the kids that compete. And so that when that adds up to 1,500 points, then they give you the Diamond Award. I think there is, in the last 10 years, I think there's been a dozen or so in South Dakota, a dozen or so coaches that have gotten it.
And the students have to sort of, it's a little bit for them too, because it has to make them feel satisfied or proud that they were able to give in some way something back to you. What kind of feedback do you get from the kids about those kind of things?
You know, I think it's probably bigger for them than it is for me, honestly.
Yeah, right.
As far as that's concerned, I mean, just being able to coach these kids, to coach the people who will be ruling the world not long from now, right? Is enough for me. It's enough of a reward, and it means enough for me to do it. But it is. It's nice. It's good to get the recognition. And it really says, you know, as much or more about them, about the school, about the administration who supports us. We have, you know, without that, there is no team, and there certainly isn't a successful team.
Let's spend the rest of our time talking about those kids and debate and sort of the skills and speech.
Okay.
A little bit of interp there, you said. You know, what are you looking for from a young student who's sort of first, you know, dipping their toes in, maybe this is something I want to do? As a coach, you've seen a lot of them. What are you looking for from their personalities or their skills coming in?
You know, really, I've said a number of times, and I tell the kids, especially the new kids, freshmen and stuff coming in, that I can teach somebody how to speak better. I can teach somebody how to write more effectively. I can teach somebody, you know, the listening skills, but you either have the mind for it or you don't. Mm-hmm. I've had kids that came in, and as freshmen, I had one girl that was probably about 75 pounds, and you could barely hear her speak. And when I first saw her, I thought to myself, you may want to find another activity. until I read the case that she'd written, and I listened carefully so that I could hear her speak and refute and cross-examine, and I realized, this girl's, she's got something. She gets it. I mean, her head works the way a debater's ought to. And by the time she was a senior, she was extremely competitive and a completely different person as far as just being, you know, having no fear of speaking, of just the confidence and the change and everything in her. And that's happened a couple of times. It really is about saying, you know, to most of these kids, you have to sort of have that kind of mentality, that kind of understanding to even say, geez, I think I want to try this. Because most of the people that don't are the kids that realize it pretty quickly and walk away. Mm-hmm. The kids that stick with it, if it's really about work, it's about digging in and being serious about what you're doing and putting in the time. And if you do, you're going to end up being a better debater, a better thinker, and hopefully a better person.
So you mentioned these kids are kids that are going to go on and maybe rule the world. What kind of mental process do they have? I'm thinking you must have to have clarity of thinking. And
oh, absolutely. It really is about being able to listen is probably more important than being able to even speak, because it is. And that's the hardest thing. It's the hardest thing to learn as well, because you have to be able to refute what is being said. You have to be able to understand the arguments and be able to follow the logic or illogic, however the case goes. The beautiful thing about debate is that you get a topic or a resolution and you have to write a case on both sides, affirming and negating. So you have to know the entire argument. You have to know both sides of the argument. I mean, I teach my kids in a personal sense, if you can't argue against the things that you believe, then you really don't know what you believe. And I think that's really what debate teaches us and teaches these kids is how to think critically, how to hear something and say, okay, that makes sense. That follows some sort of linear logic, or that's a total fallacy. And here's where it breaks down. The beautiful thing about it is that these kids not only gain confidence, they not only learn how to communicate effectively and to get their point across, but they learn how to think. And that's where the whole package really comes together. I mean, that's where that's why I know these kids are going to succeed. Because they have everything that they need walking away from that. If they put in the time and they get serious about it, this is the kind of thing that will follow you your whole life. I debated in high school and college, and it shaped me in so many ways.
Huh. If you can't argue against what you believe, you don't know what you believe. I'm going to write that down. Put it on my quotation board from Nick Reed. What's it like to watch these kids grow then and sort of launch into their next endeavor in life, whatever that might be, in their community or beyond?
It is so good. It is. Yeah. It's what makes it worth it. I'm not a teacher. I'm a business owner. And I do this not because it's, you know, part of the prerequisites for me or because I make any money doing it. I do it because I love it and because I love these kids and I love to see them be able to grow and succeed. I push my kids in every sense, not just to debate, not just to competition, but I have a number of kids on the team that have been very involved in political campaigns around here, that have spoken at political forums and that have really become active in the community. I've worked very hard to connect my my students and the kids on the team with people in the community that I know can you know better them and expand their horizons and help them to think and be more active in everything that they do. I don't just want to build debaters, I want to build citizens. And that's what is the most fulfilling.
I sort of want to hug you right now. It's a good thing you're all the way in Rapid City because I'm going to get all fangirl on you here. One more question, Coach, and that is, you remember who you were as a young man debating in high school yourself and what you know today as a debate coach. What do you wish you could go back and tell that kid now?
You know, I didn't understand the full picture. Obviously, because, you know, I was 17 or 18 and you don't really understand the full picture of anything. But I got it. I mean, I really do think I understood. I mean, I think mm-hmm. that what makes me a good coach, one of the things that makes me a good coach is the fact that I understand how important it was to me then. And I think I really did. I didn't know the full picture because I didn't know where my life was going, you know, specifically, but I think I understood how important the pieces were. And a lot of that came from my coach is, you know, she really passed on to all of us what I am trying to pass on to my kids too, which is, this is real stuff. This is something that is going to carry you and be meaningful for you for the rest of your life. And I took her at her word, and I know it's true.
Nick Reed is a debate coach from Douglas High School in Box Elder. His efforts as a debate and speech coach were recognized with a Diamond Award from the National Speech and Debate Association. Nick Reed, thank you so much for coming in today, and thanks for all that you do for the future of South Dakota and beyond.
Thank you.